There's a lot more attention paid to the gym work, if you like. Back in the day, that was not as significant at all. It was all about on the field. And if people were doing gym work, it almost was of their own volition. But now it's very sort of team orientated, and people do it together one night a week, and they do it on their own another night a week. So there's much more of that in it. There's a lot more technology around now with the GPS systems and all of that, and people are recording various measurements of their speed and the number of meters that they cover in a night and all that. So that's an advance. But I think the core values of what we always believed in are still there, that you would train with the ball as much as possible, that you would work on the ball skills and be comfortable with them. And I think that still prevails. So yes, there's changes from technology point of view. There's changes in the workload actually that the players are taking upon themselves to do. And it is their choice. They decide to do that. Nobody makes them do it. And it isn't a chore for them. They want to do it because they want to be top-class Gaelic football athletes. And so I respect that they make that choice, make that decision, and I think they're to be complimented for the way, the effort they put into it.
Looking at the season now, you're into, as I say, season 15, coming off the back of a back in Division 1 in the National League, you know, probably one of the lowest key entries into a championship for Tyrone in years.
It may be low key, I suppose, and I suppose we're only one game away from being very high profile. If we'd won one of our last three games, we'd be in the league final, and people have been talking about this in a very different fashion. So that's the fickle nature, I suppose, of looking at this game from the outside. And sometimes it's good to come onto the radar a bit, and sometimes it's good. I would never refuse winning something big if you're in the place to do it. So I would love to be in the National League final, and I wouldn't have minded the fact that we might have been more high profile going into the championship. It wouldn't have bothered me in the slightest. Be disappointed in our last three results, not necessarily in all of the way we performed in all of those games, but certainly as far as the outcome was concerned, we're very disappointed. But is as it is. The fact of the matter is, we were only back in Division 1. And when you come back in Division 1 after being out of it for a year, it is very important that you consolidate your position there. And we had that done after four games, virtually. So that was very encouraging. Again, the last three games in terms of results were disappointing. But in overall performance, to me, they weren't as disappointing as they can easily be portrayed, because when people just think of the outcome alone.
And so there's no truth in the theory that, you know, you put on the handbrake towards the once you felt you were secure in the league and you wanted to come into the championship under the radar.
No, people who know me would know that not to be the case. I would never disrespect a competition by deciding that you didn't want to try and win it. So that is definitely not the case. If we had been able to win any of those last three games, we would have been doing it. We would love to be in the National League final, and any competition we enter, we do our level best to win it. So that is definitely true. We did not put on any handbrake.
Looking at the league, I was just doing a bit of research today. You used over 30 players in the league. You know, was that, and there's a hardcore probably 10 or 12 that were out nearly all the time. Is that an example of the strength of and depth of your squad, or is it that you're still searching for maybe the right forward or the right team?
Well, I mean, sometimes these things happen because of injuries and unavailability, and maybe college football and under-21s. There's a variety of reasons why you might have to use so many players. But I think that's a good thing, because you need some players. Players need to get some game time where possible. So you're bringing new players in. They're training with you. They're training maybe at a high level, those who are in for the first year, for example. And if you can give them some game time at all, it's good to do that. It isn't necessarily that you have to, but they do see the level that's required when they're training with men of that experience. So, you know, I think there's no real definitive answer to what you're suggesting there. I'm saying is that it's good for players to have experienced some league time at this level that we were at Division 1, because it can only give them a better feel for what's required. Because we all know that as the season goes on, then things raise to a new level. It's not that people consciously play at a lower level, but it's just the amount of training that's been done, the ground conditions, and I suppose the aura of the championship. The championship just brings a different mentality to Gaelic games.
Mm. Well, were you near at the end of the league knowing your best 20 or 21, 22 players?
Yeah, I would hope that I would know that there's 31 or two good players, very good players now available to us. There's a few men with injuries or long-term injuries, but we have certainly, I would put faith in all of those people. That's why they're in the squad. And, you know, I think in the past people talked about a settled team, that it is a great thing if you started the same 15 all the time. I don't really subscribe to that theory at all. I think that's not a good way to be, because if you have 15 players that are playing all the time, when you need someone else, what experience have they got, and how do you know that they're going to be able to contribute? So I think the way the game has gone now, nearly every day there's 21 players used when you play a match, and outside of that then, that won't necessarily be the same 21 every day. So I think you're using up to the 30 players, as you mentioned there, across a number of games. And I think that can only be good, because more players are getting more experience at a higher level. And the whole idea of the set team and people, the same players starting all the time, being a real good thing, I don't agree with that. I think the more players you have that can go in, and players even go in to make a difference. It's not just about putting people in because somebody is underperforming or has picked up some injury. You want the people on the bench to go in to say, make a difference, to add value to your team. And therefore, you want lots of players who feel capable of doing that.
Tell me, you mentioned injuries there, some long-term. What is the latest on injuries?
Well, unfortunately, Justin McMahon hasn't played maybe since the first league game for Omer or something. He did his quad muscle a bit, so quite a bit. It's quite severe. He's not been able to do full training yet since that. Cathal McCarron has a bit of a hamstring injury from last week, which is a bit concerning for us. Who else? You know, Niall Sludden is recovering from a hamstring injury, but I think he's been long enough dealing with it to be in a good enough place to be available. Declan McClure hurt his knee a couple of weeks ago, but he's recovered very quickly. So, you know, I think we're then, obviously, Conor McAlisky, which we all know about, did his cruciate in January, but he's working so hard. He's amazing, like, that he's doing as much as he is right now. So he's a great energy around the place. He's coming and he's doing lots of things, and obviously no contact or no combat, but the work he's doing is a way ahead of what would be expected for his cruciate injury. So we're fair enough. We're in a decent enough place.
Johnny Munro has left the panel. How disappointed are you about that?
Well, I'm very disappointed that he left. I had a good chat with him and I felt that he should have stayed and that he would be better staying. But he felt in his own heart that he needed to leave it just now, and that it would help him sort of regain the form that he felt he had before he joined us, even at club level. So you have to respect people's decision. There was nothing acrimonious about it. It was a decision he made for himself, and I had to respect his decision, even though I suggested that I would rather he stay. Mm.
You won Ulster last year from Division 2. You're up in Division 1. Has that been a help or a benefit?
I guess it's always a help to play in Division 1, because you're playing the top teams, and, you know, when you're playing the top teams, there's no room for error. You have to be on top of your game all the time. And that's what's been good about being Division 1. I do believe, and it's not been disrespectful to Division 2, but you could be under par to a degree and still maybe get a result. If you're under par in Division 1, you don't get the result. So therefore, people have to be more tuned in to quality performances. So yes, I think it's the best place to be in Division 1, and I would hope that we will find the benefit of that as the season goes on.
Obviously, moving on to Derry... you know, had a poor season by their standards, by a lot of standards, you know, dropped to Division 3. You know, it seemed this time last year, heading into the corresponding game last year, that there was very little between Tyrone and Derry, and then you went out and you gave them a bit of a walloping. The gap seems to have gone, certainly, in the other direction.
Yeah, well, I suppose we have to look at this very clinically, and that we didn't expect to have any kind of result like we did last year. We went to Celtic Park last year expecting a really tough battle, maybe hoping to scrape through by a few points, and that's probably what most people thought. And we never could have expected or anticipated how we'd get those important goals early in that game, and particularly to get three, I think it was, in the first half. We never expected that we would get that luxury or have that luxury, and it did happen. It turned out that way. So this is where you've got to be on your guard. You don't know how a game's going to go on any given day. The fact that we got those early scores made that not the contest that people expected it to be. There's no reason why Derry couldn't spring some surprise like that this year and hit us on the counter for a goal or two early on, raise the level of their game, and it could be a total role reversal. So we can't go on that standalone result. We have to really put it all into context. And I am saying this because it's a fact that Derry had a very good season after that, were within a kick of the ball of should have beaten Tipperary. And if they beat Tipperary, who knows that they wouldn't have been in the Ireland semi-final like Tipperary were. So if, you know, we can't forget that after that game, Derry showed a lot of good form, and we need to be very conscious of that and not just think about that day when we hit the ground running and got a great result. So we need to be smarter than that.
Would it worry you that that could sink in with your players, though, the fact that you did have it so easy and the fact that they are going to Division 3?
Well, you know, everything's possible. People try to shield themselves from the public opinion which suggests that something should happen. But, you know, it is very difficult to keep that at bay, because when people out in the public who have no particular skin of their nose what happens, they can say all they want. And, you know, and probably people in Derry will be saying the same thing, that, you know, that Derry haven't had the season that they would like to have had. They've had this relegation business, and they'll be sort of talking them down. But they still know that when the ball's thrown in Celtic Park and a championship match being thrown in Derry, the history of the previous 3 or 4 months will not really matter. This will matter for 70 or odd minutes on that Sunday that we play them. And, you know, we certainly cannot believe for one moment that this isn't going to be as hard a game as we're going to have in the Ulster Championship.